Why?
You don't know what that is.
Oh, I know it.
Crookshack.
Is what? Well, you got to be made. Some of them made out of crookshack and some of them are made out of... What?
Lucy Woman. Lucy Woman.
So that
would be a crookshack?
Crookshack.
Okay. What do you call a little musical instrument that's about, as long as a pencil maybe, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it? It's just a little flat sort of musical. You blow through it. You know what I'm talking about? It's about as long as a pencil, and it's about as wide as your thumb, maybe.
Does it make
any
noise?
Oh,
yes,
ma'am.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to think about.
You play tunes on it.
That's what I say. What was that?
Oh, you're talking about a harp.
No, a harp. You blow a harp.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Is it?
Harp. Some of them call them harmonicas.
Well, now, the harp wouldn't be like you if to me.
It
would. Mama ain't much about...
I probably didn't describe
my
it.
Well, now that's
quite long.
No, it's about this long.
Uh-huh.
But it's got little notes on it, you know.
Little holes to blow through?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a harp. Harmonica, something like that.
Okay. Well, now, what about the kind of musical instrument that's made out of metal? And you put it up to your teeth and pick on it? Now, do you know what I'm talking about
there?
It's an
old-timey
kind of
thing. I know what.
Juice harp. That's right.
I don't know how that got back so quick.
What do you call something that children like to play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and goes down?
Now, tell me that over again.
Yes,
please.
Ma'am. That's kind of involved. It's a piece of playground equipment for children, and it's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, and one sits on the other.
Seesaw. Yeah, well, I thought that sounded like a seesaw.
And what do you call one that goes round and round that children play on?
Seesaw. Now, that's what I call it. What? I know that, too. I've been good around on that.
That's right.
Now, what is that? It's been a long time since I've learned.
I imagine it has been
yeah.
A while.
Yes. Oh, let's see.
You don't know what
that is. What is it?
Merry-go-round.
Oh, yes. Merry-go-round. But I've never been on a merry-go-round there because it made me sick.
Uh-huh.
I ring one that's impressive to me.
Well, have you ever heard that called a flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the same thing as a merry-go-round?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that a person uses to sharpen his knife on?
Oh, yes, you know what that is. Flat rock.
Fine. Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still use? Wooden fences.
Well, I remember the rail fence.
And how was that made?
I just split, take a long piece of back. Oh, how many feet were there? And split them up.
12, 14 feet.
Uh-huh.
And then about the great big pieces.
Put them in a long way.
And let them be split in pieces about that large, you know. And lay them like this, you know. Cross them. And a rail fence like that.
Well, now, did they have any straight up and down posts, or were they all lying
flat?
No,
They're all straight if you're going to use a rail fence.
You didn't have to use a post to sink in the ground for
No, that's when four people...
The weight of the
wood. As I was telling, you know, I spread a lot of my stuff. The
weight of the wood.
Money didn't grow on trees then.
Mm-hmm.
they didn't have a lot of things to buy and... Now, that you didn't have, couldn't buy, you had to even work it out.
Uh-huh.
The problem. And that's the way I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what's another kind of wood fences that people used to use? Maybe a kind of fence that went around the garden or around the yard or something?
A spick, that was, had, what you call that little post, little upright piece of nailed all around the garden.